There's nothing generic about your body, about the way it moves, the way it heals, the way it aches. Your pain isn't generic. Your pain reliever shouldn't be either. Tylenol works in ways that have been trusted and proven for over 50 years. With patented technology and clinical trials, no store brand can match. Because a body as unique as yours deserves more than a generic pain reliever. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. Not just a free credit report, tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Call 877-600-2669 today or visit identityguard.com.
Close to 90 degrees by tomorrow. Let's make it 89. Then another dry California cold front on Wednesday. That takes us down to 74. Gusty winds at times, especially up north. Then upper 70s continues through Friday. We're cooler and breezy again by the weekend. Jim Howell, KVNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 83 degrees.
Free energy now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you can find a list of past guests, download those interviews, see who's scheduled for upcoming shows, and if you're listening live, you can see the call-in numbers. We're joined this evening, April 6, 2009, by Gary Filippi of Arctic Master, Inc. Gary has come up with a commercially available product that cuts air conditioning electric bills by around 20% through what appears to be a vortex technology that is simple and inexpensive to install. Gary, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Sterling.
Well, tell us about your product.
Well, it's quite an interesting device. I got the patent on this quite some time ago, and then it's one of those situations where it finally had to come into its own, and it finally has, and it's starting to do very well as far as sales are concerned, and we're just moving forward with it. It performs marvelously, and it does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, I saw some pictures of your device on top of some commercial buildings. It looks like an add-on to existing air conditioning systems, a little green tank that it looks like a very simple system, almost ridiculously simple.
Yes, it is. It's one of those things that it almost seems like it's too good to be true kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so because it's simple in design, but it's quite complex in what it does. The Arctic Master is a condenser control. It's a passive condenser control. And what that means, for those that don't know what a condenser control is, which is most people, what it does, it controls the amount of refrigerant either in or out of the condenser in order to be able to optimize the efficiency of the system, of the refrigeration system or air conditioning system itself.
Okay, and how is that going to be... how does your device do that? It looks like there's some kind of like a vortex or some kind of when you drain the bathtub and you get a little vortex going down into the drain. There's something like that integrated into the design.
Yes, you know, the interesting thing is with this, while I was designing this, what I found was is every time you do something with the refrigeration system, something else happens. And so when I was designing this, I noticed that any time you introduce a vessel into a refrigeration system of any kind, well, then I usually have a problem because it's a pressurized system and the whole system is designed to work with these pressures. anyway, and so when you introduce something such as a vessel such as this, it reduces down a lot of the pressures and that sort of thing, thereby not delivering the proper amount of refrigerant out to the expansion device, which is what actually cools the system, you know, from the differential of pressures and temperatures. Anyway, what I found was you have a choice any time you want to increase pressure in any system. You can take a pump and use a pump to do it, but what you can do is you can either spin the refrigerant and hold the impeller steady, or you can spin the impeller, which will move the refrigerant or the fluid through it. And so what I did was I took a natural effect of a shallow well effect, which is like most people see when in your sink, when it gets down towards the bottom and starts spinning in a clockwise manner. And what we did is we just took and we built this little impeller that goes in the bottom, which sits stationary, and we allowed the refrigerant itself to spin, and thereby delivering the needed refrigerant to the expansion device, even though we reduced the amount of pressure it took to do it. We allowed this little pump to deliver it to the expansion device for us.
And this is an add-on device, correct?
Yes, it is. It adds on to any existing refrigeration system or air conditioning system, whatever the case may be.
What kind of return on investment? Because obviously it's not going to be free. You buy this thing, you're getting savings. How long does it take to pay for itself?
Well, in most residences, let's say in a residential application, it's usually about 2 years. A lot of times it can be faster than that. A lot of times it can be a little longer than that. But we're finding that in most cases it's around 2 years, because the average savings is around 20%. We get larger savings than that, than just 20%. However, it does have a very good payback, better than just about anything else out there.
Is this going to be the low-hanging fruit on this? Is that going to be hot climates where you're using air conditioning a lot?
Its greatest payback period, quite frankly, is in areas where heat pumps are used. And I know that in Arizona, especially in the northern part, they use quite a few heat pumps. And I know that with air conditioning, of course, it gets really hot outside like it does here in Phoenix. And they do work wonderfully with that. We get tremendous results. In fact, the hotter it gets, the better this works. We're using these systems right now on things like data centers and cell sites and things like this, which are critical systems. And they are doing a spectacular job in reducing the head pressures and lengthening the life of the system equipped too, as well as reducing the people's energy consumption in order to be able to save money in the return on that investment I'm putting it in.
So this is something that, we're talking primarily to a Phoenix audience right now, Phoenix metropolitan area, where
uh-huh.
there's a lot of air conditioning going on. Is this something that they can pick up the phone, go to your website, call in and order product and have it installed? Walk us through that process. How does that work?
Well, actually, yes, you can go to our website and we can tell you who, in fact, we have dealers in different areas, and so all they have to do is just contact us. So go to our website, which is ArcticMasterInc.com. That's ArcticMasterInc.com, They can go to that and look it up, and then either call us or email us, and we will get you in touch with your local dealer or distributor and have the product installed for you.
And how much does it cost, and how long to work to the time of delivering? I understand you probably won't be able to give an exact price, but just an approximate price.
Well, it's running. It could be as I'm going to say probably somewhere around $1,200 to $1,500 for this unit. But the payback return on it is spectacular, and so it's well worth the money spent. In fact, we've proven it time and time again to people, and in fact, we enjoy doing that.
And how long does it take to install?
Actually, it takes about, with the whole process, it takes about 4 hours. Sometimes if it's really a difficult installation, it could take as much as 6. But normally, the norm is about 4 hours on residential anyway, and sometimes less. I've seen it done in as little as 2 hours, but it's around a 4-hour installation.
In terms of the aesthetics, some people are quite particular about how things look around their house, and people are used to seeing air conditioning units, but if they could see a little green thing sticking up there, are there any things that you do to kind of make it look pretty, so to speak?
Well, right now it's green. And so it wouldn't matter what someone would do. If they didn't like the color of it, it's perfectly fine to go ahead and dress it up any way you would like. You know, you could put pink polka dots on it if you like. It will not affect the way it performs in any way, shape, or form.
What kind of longevity does this thing have?
Pardon?
Longevity?
Oh, it will outlast your air conditioning system. In fact, to the point so where you'd be able to replace your air conditioning system and just flush the unit out when you put it onto a new unit. So it's transferable from one unit over to another.
Essentially no moving parts except maybe that thing, the impeller at the bottom of the vortex?
Even the impeller is solid, and so there's absolutely nothing there to wear out. And there's nothing to go wrong with it. It always works every single time. It can't help but work. And first of all, the mounting of it's very important, so that's why, and how it's installed is very important. That's why we must have a certified installer install the product, because it's important that it is installed properly. And it's very important that it's installed on a good refrigeration system, a good air conditioning system, because that's something that the installer will do first, is he'll go in and he will make sure that your entire system is working properly, not only just the air conditioning system itself, the unit that you see sitting out there, but also your ductwork and all the stuff, and because we have to make sure that it is a good working system, because what it boils down to is we can take a good system and we can make it better, but we hate trying to take an old system that is just wore out and trying to get out another life cycle out of it, as it were, is just not what this is about. This is about taking a really good system and making it a whole lot better than it originally was.
What about rust? Is that an issue with this thing?
Not really. It could rust a little bit, I guess, in places here, but it's made out of a material that is, a pressure vessel type material. And even if it did develop rust, it's only a surface rust, and it's no different, you know, than any other thing. But because it is safe, it's safe in the way it is built, and it's got all the proper UL approvals.
What about environmental considerations? What if somebody runs a car into this thing and it spills out or something?
Well, I think you'd have that with any refrigeration system. I mean, it's something like that. If you were to run something into it, a tractor or anything else, it could possibly puncture the refrigeration system. I would suspect it would do that before it would ever hurt this vessel.
Uh-huh. And the vessel might just fall off, but it wouldn't be leaking out onto the ground type of thing?
That is correct. That is correct. You'd be more likely to rupture one of the condenser coil before you ever hurt this vessel, because it's made that strong.
But which would be part of the air conditioner anyway, right?
Pardon?
And the vessels you're talking about would be part of the air conditioner as it is anyway.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we come back from break, I'd like to just touch briefly, before we get back to this product, you apparently have developed some other things as well. Let's maybe touch on those for a little bit as well.
All right.
I plugged the scan gauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The scan gauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The scan gauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at scangauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
Listen to what clients are saying about Carol Blonder of Networking Arizona.
She's a marketing guru that wants to help you become the best that you can be.
A very effective, down-to-earth way of connecting with other business professionals.
Since working with Carol, my cold calling closing ratios are going up, up, up.
She is the queen of networking.
If you want to get plugged in everywhere, get to know Carol Blonder.
Energize your business today. Call 602-228-4629. That's 602-228-4629.
KFNX is expanding its lineup of live local talk shows. To find out how you can participate in the fascinating world of talk radio, just call the KFNX programming department at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. That's 602-277-1100, extension 1463. See if you qualify for this unique opportunity to produce your own radio talk show. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Chatterbox Video Game Radio is the only completely live and public forum available to discuss current events in the video game industry, and we want you to join in the discussion. Chatterbox Video Game Radio airs Tuesday at 9 p.m. on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100 and simulcast on the internet at chatterboxgameshow.com. Our goal is to educate, entertain, and get you in the game. Chatterbox Video Game Radio, dedicated to games and the people who play them.
Free energy. Now!
Sterling Allen coming back at you. We're talking this evening to Gary Filippi. He is with Arctic Master, Inc. They have come up with a mechanical device that you install in existing air conditioning systems. This is available now, both for residential and commercial applications. Save you up to 20%, actually 20% is average, sometimes more, sometimes a little less, on your electrical bill. Return on investment time is about 2 years on average. It involves a vortex technology for the handling of the fluids and the refrigerants and whatnot that are involved in the air conditioning unit. Very simple yet effective device. You can get one of these now by going to their website at ArcticMasterInc.com. Arctic is spelled A-R-T-I-C, MasterInc.com. Now, Gary, you have other things that you've come up with as well. Maybe we can touch on some of those for a minute.
Well, we have other refrigeration devices that we have. First of all, we have a product that we call the RMS-1, which is the refrigerant management system 1. What it is it's a really cool device. What we found out was, is within the operation of our air conditioning refrigeration system, that when the manufacturers make the distribution tubes that go out for the evaporator, they're very inconsistent on how they're made. Some are made very sloppily. Some are made wonderful. But nevertheless, there's a lot of inconsistencies there. And what we found is that we made this device that atomizes the refrigerant even more than what the TX valve, the thermodynamic expansion valve, does, and allows it to feed the distribution tube much better than they normally would, and the device just works spectacular. It gets us usually on average anywhere from 6 to 10% more efficiency out of the evaporator than what you would normally get with just the normal system as it was. And then after that, we have a product called the flute valve. Now, what this flute valve does, it has some flutes inside that spin. Actually, there's a couple of discs inside that on long refrigerant line runs. The biggest problems that exist in long refrigerant line runs is that they build up oil in the lines, oil buildup, which normally travels with the refrigerant in order to keep everything lubricated. But what happens is the lines, they start to sag and different things like this on these long refrigerant lines. And so we put in this loop valve, and it allows it to spin it up and keep this spiral flow going through the lines. It's like having very expensive fluted tubing without the expense of the fluted tubing in order to keep that coming back. And so that's something else that we have in the refrigeration line. And in the line of refrigeration parts.
Right.
And then we go on to another bunch of wonderful, wonderful things that I've come up with over the years. And I have an absolutely excellent, which is aside from Arctic Master, I have an absolutely excellent little hybrid electric vehicle that I built. And, in fact, I even won second in class at the Autorama with it here in Sacramento. And it's a beautiful car.
Now, also on your site, there's something mentioned, a U-plug power saver.
Oh, yes, our U-plug power saver. It's a micro-plug, and what it does is, this is a marvelous device. What it does is it tracks along the whatever the system is using, and this is where the Arctic Master comes in very well, because we designed this to work with the Arctic Master. What happens, the Arctic Master, when it takes the load off of the compressor, because that's what a condenser control will do, it helps take the load off of the compressor, and when then that happens, then this electronic device comes in and it takes it a step further, which even lowers it down further, because it gives the system what it needs when it needs it. And if the system is just kind of going along just wonderful, let's say if it's 50% load or 60% load, something like that, then the electronic controls in this device allows it to do that. Now, this particular device is the only electronic device that has to do with energy conservation that is software-based instead of being hardware-based. Most systems that do much of anything, it's usually the hardware that does the job, and the software is the secondary item. Well, this particular item here, the software is what actually allows it to do what we want it to do, and we can program the software to do just about any job we want as far as the refrigeration system is concerned, and the amount of savings that we want to get and still not be detrimental to the system in any way, shape, or form.
We sell a product on our website. We have a store website, energystork.com, like the stork brings you new things, new energy.
Uh-huh.
And one of those is called a plug power saver. Yours is called a U-plug or micro plug power saver. Is that perhaps coming from the same company? Because it sounds like the same idea.
No, actually, most of the other ones are a little different in design. Well, in fact, considerably more different in design than what we have. Ours actually, we designed this to work with our Arctic Master, and so we haven't really found anything that's actually designed like this at all, where the software is actually the primary function of the equipment.
Because my understanding of the plug power saver technology, like what you have, is I think of the analogy of an escalator. You've got this motor, this heavy motor that makes the stairs go around in a loop continuously, and whether it's empty or full, it's pulling just pretty much the same amount of energy because it kind of runs at max always. And what
right.
the power saver does is it basically says, okay, it reads like at the top and the bottom of the 60 hertz cycle, and says how much energy do you really need, and it powers up or down based on how much energy is used. And so it also does a soft start so that you save on the startup of the motor, and then when it's running, it only takes as much energy as it needs, so it's not wasting the energy into heat, which makes the motor last much shorter period of time. Is that pretty much the same thing that yours is doing?
Yes, it is. We have a soft start. We also have a voltage limiter, and we also have a what is called a crossing limiter. In other words, What the other two functions besides the soft arc, because everybody understands that, it allows it to start easily, so you're not just all of a sudden going full tilt with it starting up and pulling all that wattage and amperage. But also, it allows us to be able to make sure that no matter what happens, it will never, ever be short of electricity. Let's say it goes to start and then all of a sudden it gets a full load. Well, some of the systems that will actually allow it to stumble during that point, and because of low amperage, allow low amperage to occur or low voltage. And so with us, with the low voltage and the low amperage controls on it, it will never allow it to go in those conditions forward to be starving of those two particular items, which is your amp volt. And this way you never have an issue as far as taking a chance of hurting the motor that it's connected to.
Okay. So you have a family of products, Arctic Master, Armless One, a micro plug power saver, and Plute valve.
Yes.
We can pick this up after the end of the hour, if we bottom of the hour break. But maybe you can start addressing the question of, do you typically sell these as a set, or do you sell them as individual components, and what is the collective return on investment if everyone gets an entire system?
Okay, it depends on the particular system, and that's why we make so many different devices, is because we look at a refrigeration system as a whole instead of just parts and parts. But on some systems they need certain things, and other systems need other things. And really that's kind of something, but the thing we most generally sell as a package would be the motor controller and the Arctic Master. We sell the two together usually as a package, and they sell somewhere between $2,000 and $2,500. And there again, the savings is so great, it's phenomenal. Now sometimes that takes a little bit longer than 2 years to pay for, but not much longer than 2 years.
Okay. Well, let's pick this back up after the bottom of the hour, talking about the Arctic Master, RMS-1, micro plug power saver, and Plute valve, which combine to help you get more energy efficiency from your air conditioning units, whether residential or commercial, and about a 2-year return on investment.
Right.
For news and weather every half hour around the clock, set your center button to 1100 AM and lock it in. KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. The FBI is now interviewing a student pilot who allegedly stole a small airplane in Canada, using it to lead fighter jets in a chase across several U.S. states. CNN's Gene Meserve says the suspect is a man named Adam Leon. He had changed his name from Yavuz Burke.
He was born in Turkey in 1977, became a Canadian citizen in 2008. He has been apprehended close to where the aircraft was put down, near Highway 60 in Missouri.
Rescue workers in Italy say as many as 100 people may still be trapped beneath the rubble of yesterday's earthquake. At least 150 people were killed in that quake. Word tonight of a possible plot to assassinate President Obama. The suspect is now behind bars in Turkey. On a lighter note, they are celebrating in Chapel Hill. North Carolina has beaten Michigan State 89-72 to claim another NCAA basketball championship. This is CNN Radio.
Close to 90 degrees by tomorrow. Let's make it 89. Then another dry California cold front on Wednesday. That takes us down to 74. Gusty winds at times, especially up north. Then upper 70s continues through Friday. We're cooler and breezy again by the weekend. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 78 degrees.
This is Joe Battaglia. I've been ringing the warning bell about our economy for over a year now. We're in real trouble, and it's only going to get worse. We have a banking crisis and a government that's spending us into bankruptcy. So what are you going to do to protect yourself? Professional money managers are buying gold, real gold that you can hold in your hands. Why? Because when our paper dollars aren't worth anything, they'll own something that's been real wealth for the last 5,000 years. Since 2000, gold has outperformed equities 10-1. Many analysts say gold will rise above $1,000 this year. So you need to learn more about the benefits of owning gold. Call Goldline, one of the nation's oldest and largest dealers. They've been helping people to buy gold since 1960. And if you call now, 1-800-TAP-GOLD, T-A-P-G-O-L-D, they'll send you a free investor's kit telling you about the benefits of owning gold. It's free. Call 1-800-TAP-GOLD, T-A-P-G-O-L-D. Don't wait to call. 1-800-TAP-GOLD, T-A-P-G-O-L-D.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
I need some answers. September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Free energy now.
We really want to change the world today.
Eagle Mountain, Utah.
We'll always take donations there for sure. Or some hard work volunteering. Give a little and you'll get back more. You know the future's looking brighter. We just want to help the world today.
Free energy now.
That's a toll-free call-in number if you're listening live, 866-536-1100. We're talking this evening on KFNX 1100 in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm here in Eagle Mountain, Utah, and Gary is over in, where'd you say you were from, Gary?
Sacramento.
Yes. And he is the inventor of a system called Arctic Master, and there's three other products that go along with that as kind of a set to help you improve the efficiency of your air conditioning system by around 20% on average. And whether you get the Arctic Master itself or get these other components to help supplement its usage, because of the savings on electricity, you're going to get a fairly quick return on investment. Then everything after that is savings. And so definitely something you people in a hot climate are going to want to be looking into. And even people who are in temperate climates that use some air conditioning during the summer would be something you'd want to look into. Now, Guy, I want to ask you a little bit about this Arctic Master component. As I was looking at one of the diagrams that Peter had, I was in the San Francisco area this last week. Several presentations over, and he came by a hotel where we were staying and had a whole little notebook full of pictures and stuff of your system and looked really fascinating. But one of the diagrams showed the inside of one of your tanks with this fairly large vortex. You're looking at about a foot and a half in diameter, and then it was about 2.5 feet high, from what I can tell, maybe even 3 feet high on some of the commercial ones. Then you had this big, huge whirlpool inside of there. I'm fascinated about the operation of that. What's going on there? Is there some Vortexian technology going on, some Schauberger type of stuff?
Well, it's really all it really is like I said, it's a shallow well effect is all, and I'm using a natural process of using it. There's a tremendous amount of force within something such as that, as we all know. And so it's a case of harnessing that, and I'm harnessing that to just develop the pump at the lower end to be able to feed the refrigerant out to the expansion device. And it does a marvelous job, and it doesn't cost you a dime to operate.
Now, when you say, as we all know, talking about there's a lot of power in that, we're talking about the vortex. Let's talk about that for a minute for those who might not be familiar with the power of the vortex.
Well, it's like a whirlwind or anything else like that. It's like when you pull the plug on your sink and you watch how fast it goes down and how it literally forces itself down the drain. And with that kind of energy that is absolutely positively free, it doesn't cost you a dime to do that, then I'm able to take that little impeller that's down at the bottom and hope by holding it steady, actually pump that liquid through there. And like I said, now, it's not as if you can take and put a gauge on it and see that it's going to go way up in pressure. That's not the case at all. We do everything in small amounts. And this is one of those small amounts that makes a big difference.
Now, you know, a system like an air conditioner is not on all the time. It's turning on, it's turning off as demand requires it. Is this vortex forming and then stopping, forming and stopping?
Yes, it is. It sure is. As long as the system is drawing through the bottom. So see, what you have to remember, a vortex is formed at the bottom. It's not formed at the top. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as it starts drawing the liquid out the bottom, then it starts up again, especially if it has cause to start, such as I have that impeller down there, which will help cause it to start. And then it works accordingly to be able to do that.
So even though just to look at it, it might seem like a really simple device, like how could that be saving me energy, there's basically some fundamental laws of physics that may not even be fully characterized and understood yet because they're quite complex.
Yes.
Talking about vortexing technology, why is a tornado so powerful? Why is a hurricane so powerful? Where is that energy coming from?
It's a function of gravity primarily is really what it is. And gravity, as everybody knows, is quite a tremendous force.
And then what is causing the fluid to come back up the top where you've got gravity's pulling it down on the vortex end, then you're going to be replenishing that on the feedstock end.
Yeah, well, that's the normal flow of the refrigerant out of the condenser into the Arctic Master. It's just a natural flow. There again, it's just a natural flow. And as it starts pulling, the hotter it gets, the faster this thing starts to spin. The more it spins, the more it actually will pull the refrigerant out of the condenser, thereby giving you more space in the condenser, and thereby giving you a greater heat rejection space within the condenser, and thereby reducing the amount of head pressure that you have to work against. And it's a funny thing. It almost works against itself to a certain point because it'll work so good that it starts expanding that heat rejection space. And then what happens is then it actually starts slowing itself back down again because the object of what this whole device is supposed to do is develop a symmetry between pressure and pressure temperature of the refrigerant, because what we're actually working with in this system is the refrigerant itself, okay? And we're looking at what the refrigerant itself needs, and that's where we're using all these different mechanical things such as the Arctic Master to actually achieve a particular symmetry of the refrigerant itself, I did a bunch of studying years and years ago at Texas A&M on what the refrigerant likes, and this is what I found, and this is one of the offshoots of what I discovered when doing that research on what the refrigerant itself wants to do, and this was part of it. Of course, this was the answer to a problem that I'd had. But anyway. It's quite amazing. It is quite amazing what all these things do.
One thing I don't quite understand yet is what you're describing at the bottom of the vortex, where you say that you have this impeller that is stationary. The
mm-hmm.
vortex is hitting that, and that's creating a force against the impeller, which is then not quite sure I'm understanding how that power is conveyed over to whatever else needs to be done at that point.
Well, what it does is as it comes down, it actually hits this impeller. It's kind of you almost have to see it to understand how this thing actually works as far as the look of the impeller is concerned, because it's like two wings pointing inward, okay? Two little wings that point inward, and they're tilted at an angle inside, so that when the refrigerant comes by, it's actually slicing off a part of that and then forcing it down. And then there's some other things that happen within that, because actually what happens is as it goes down through into the line, you're actually developing also, when that happens, a wingtip vortice. So you actually end up with like two little tiny vortices that also follow the refrigerant in and around. It kind of is like putting roller skates, as it were, on the outside of it, which allows it to spin, and then it moves it right along, reduces the boundary layer within the refrigeration line. And when you reduce the boundary layer, you reduce your Reynolds numbers within the line, thereby allowing the refrigerant or any other fluid to move down the line much easier and better.
So I understand that in fluid dynamics, the development of turbulence is an enemy. It causes a lot of problems, both in terms of wear as well as the fluid flow. It actually impedes the flow of fluid when you get turbulence. And does this dynamic that you're talking about prevent that kind of a problem?
No, this is actually a structured. Any kind of agitation within a line is considered a turbulence. Okay, and this is a structured turbulence, where it's actually designed to do this particular job. And because it's designed, it's just like a laminar flow within a line is a terrible thing. And the reason why is you get a lot of friction along the boundary layer. The boundary layer is the layer that's between the stationary pipe and the fluid. And when you get a laminar flow with a boundary layer like that, then it actually drags back on everything else. If you look at a boat, you can see you get a very similar thing along the hull of a boat. And so if there's some way to break that up so that boundary layer is broken up, it'll actually move along much, much better and with a lot less effort.
The golf ball has the dimples on it to break up that boundary layer to allow it to fly through the air easily.
Exactly.
And you're saying that this effect basically breaks up that boundary layer because of this vortexing action in the fluid as it then goes through the pipes. It's doing so much more easily, like lubricating the pipes.
Yes, that's exactly correct, and which allows everything to run along much smoother, much easier to get to the expansion device.
Okay. All right, we've got our final break coming up here. And when we come back, we'll do a little wrap-up, and appreciate you coming on. Just one more segment, and again, we've been talking to Gary Filippi of Arctic Master, Inc.
I plugged the ScanGauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The ScanGauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The ScanGauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at ScanGauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
So we have another foreclosure wave coming based off of core economics. 2.5 million families lost their home.
It is time to save your family.
I want
to
know. 2.5 million families lost their home in 2008. That means we had close to 10 million Americans. And isn't it enough?
To register for your free Real Talk Financial Freedom Workshop, call 877-572-1405. Or visit us online at GoRTN.com.
The fear in Americans' hearts needs to go away, and we need to come together and solve this problem.
Whenever called, they serve. They are often asked to put their lives on the line, whether it's keeping Americans safe from foreign threats or bringing relief from disasters here at home. Our soldiers prevail against all odds. These military sons and daughters have needed us in times past, and they need us today. We at ABC Plumbing and Reuter have brought you this message to ask for your support of our troops. Thank you.
A bright future starts with a healthy lifestyle.
Pinocchio, I'm a real boy.
joy!
And the food pyramid will help you find the right balance of everything you and your child need. Grains, vegetables, fruits, oils, milk, and meats and beans.
Nothing can stop me now.
Just eat right, be active, and make it balance.
Attaboy, Pinocchio.
Visit MyPyramid.gov to learn more. That's MyPyramid.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Free energy, now!
Drilling Allen coming back at you again. We're talking this evening with Gary Filippi of Arctic Master Inc. Come up with an air conditioning saver. It's an add-on device called the Arctic Master, and he's got three other products that kind of are adjuncts to supplement that as well. This is a commercially available product you can get right now. It saves on average about 20% on your energy bill for electric, for the air conditioning units, and there are some business opportunities here. Let's talk about that now in terms of how people can get involved in the company, and if the, do you have an investment opportunity for people who might want to put some money into this?
Yes. We are looking for dealers. Well, of course, we're always looking for good dealers. We're looking for people that, both people that just sell the product and people that install the product. There's a tremendous amount of work out there to be done, and there's a tremendous amount of opportunity for people, especially if, you know, for in this economy right now, where people are, where there's it's such a downturn for so many people. This is amazing, because we're seeing just exactly the opposite. We're seeing that our business has absolutely started to explode. We're just everybody's just working their fingers to the bone here with this, and we're absolutely looking for other people to help us with the project and get the products out there and, start making some money for themselves, quite frankly.
Do you also sell internationally?
Yes, we do. We sell in about 27 countries around the world. We have for a number of years.
How long have you been in business with this product?
Well, I developed the product actually back in around 94 is when I actually developed the product. I got a patent for it, and I think it was 96, and then we've been going along with it ever since. But it's one of those things where it's really coming into its own, because here in the United States, the energy, cost of energy here has been so cheap up until just recently. And so if you weren't an industrial user, you really didn't care that, or most people didn't care that much about whether they saved energy or not, because it just wasn't that expensive and didn't care. However, in Europe and in other countries around the world, they really did care because the cost of energy was so expensive. So we've been primarily selling the product outside.
With the energy in the United States getting expensive this last summer, did that really give you a shot in the arm, a boost for sales?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It has been absolutely phenomenal. Last summer we did, in fact, last summer here in Sacramento, we did a kind of a demo run with one of the local HVAC companies, and he sold literally hundreds of these things, the kits, the combinations of the Arctic Master and the MicroPlug as a combined unit, and he sold them here in the Sacramento area and just did an absolutely marvelous job. The people have been tickled to death with it. The biggest thing that people liked about the product, the biggest thing the installer people that did this, the HVAC company that took this and did it, is that the biggest thing they liked is no problems, absolutely zero problems. He says the only time we ever hear from anybody is when there is a problem, and he said there were no problems at all. There was no problems with the product in any way, shape, or form, and the people are just delighted with it.
What kind of warranty do you have on it?
Well, I think it actually carries about a 15-year warranty, or 20-year, something like that, as far as the Arctic Master. You can put whatever you want. It's just made of steel, you know, so there's nothing really there to go bad or go wrong. There's no moving parts or anything. Now, on the controller, that's not the case. The controller has a 3-year warranty on it, but it's electronics. But we don't foresee that there being any kind of a problem with it. It'll probably last longer than that, but that's normally the length of warranty on most electronic parts. In fact, it's probably a lot longer than most electronic parts.
I would imagine you've tried approaching the air conditioner companies themselves to actually include this as part of the package to begin with?
Actually, we have, and we're working with a local company here. But the biggest problem we found is that anytime they add anything to the an air conditioner, it's just such a competitive market that anytime you add anything to an air conditioner, I mean, even something as simple as a TX valve versus a thermostatic expansion valve versus an orifice, okay, which will give you a differential in pressure. Well, they were putting in the orifices rather than the thermostatic expansion valves. Well, today, in all of your higher efficiency systems, they are putting in expansion valves, but that's also what's driving the price up. Well, if you were to put in something such as the Arctic Master, it would drive the price up considerably, because you stop and think, those systems, from the time they're manufactured to the time they're actually delivered to your home, they've probably gone through, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 different hands, and so they're bumped up in price every time they go up, so it would make the price absolutely out of reach. So that's why the manufacturers of these particular units haven't really wanted to do anything of that nature with us.
Wouldn't you anticipate that at some point there would be enough of a demand for this, people would start looking for it and would actually request it, and that manufacturer would need to start including that option if people wanted it as part of the system?
Well, it's kind of at a point right now where the where so many dealers that we do have right now, that do HVAC companies that do actually install it, when they're selling the new units to people, that they're also including this with the new unit in order to get that increased performance. Because we can even take the best unit out there. We can take this, say, a 15, 17 steer unit, and we can make it a lot better than what it was. So anytime you can take something like that and make it a lot better than it was, then that's pretty substantial. And so we're kind of going through that type of market angle rather than directly to the manufacturers.
We've not talked yet about performance of the air conditioning unit. We just talked about savings in energy. Does this thing actually make the unit so it works better so that, let's say, you know, it cools down, cools the building down faster? How does that go? Or is it just a really more a matter of energy savings?
No, actually there's two ways of looking at this. The one way is most people look at energy conservation, okay? And when you look at energy conservation, you're cutting back something. You're saving. In other words, I'm going to shut my lights off and I'm going to conserve that light. I might not be able to read the book in the dark, but I'm going to shut that light off so I'm not wasting that energy. Well, with the Arctic Master, we're going the other direction at it. We're saying we're going to increase your efficiency, okay, so that you'll be able to, instead of setting your thermostat up to 78 degrees, you can keep it where you normally have it and be comfortable. Because we believe that it's important for technology to meet the people instead of the people meeting the technology.
Yeah, I would go along with that. Technology should be supporting our lifestyle and making so we can enjoy the comforts of life, not making it so we have to pretend like we're in the dark ages again.
Exactly. And that's always been our premise, is to do that.
All right. Now, in terms of people talk about energy footprint, so to speak, what kind of impact would this have on the... could you see, for example, that this would ever become something that would become legislated so that in a development, for example, it would be required that all units... include this technology?
It's possible. It is possible. I don't know that any public entity would ever want to get behind any particular technology, I don't think, because they tend to shy away from that. But it is absolutely possible, especially in this day and age, when they're looking for an answer to something that is the term shovel ready, to go out to the public to be able to, and private and public buildings and all this sort of thing, in order to be able to meet the like in California we have this, I think it's called AB 32, in order to meet that. And the only way we're going to do that is by them actually coming out and legislating something such as this, but as far as I know, we have the only product out there, or a line of products out there, that is already ready to go, that doesn't need research. We've done all of that. We've done just a myriad of testing over the years, both private testing along with third-party testing and demonstrations for different people. We've had Ames Research do stuff for us to try the product. We've had Lockheed Martin and a whole bunch of others. In fact, we just got some of our first rebates now from Silicon Valley Power, and which we just completed, and we're working on several others. But yeah, the answer to the question is it could happen, yes.
So there's no other product, comparable product, available on the market anywhere in the world?
Not that I know of. Not that I'm aware of at all.
Uh-huh.
It's really quite interesting. You would think
I could see why governments might be hesitant to get in behind it, because it's not a product class, but it's a particular company,
right.
And they would stay away from promoting one particular company.
Yeah, exactly. That's my feeling. It's not necessarily so, because we do sell the product out to different dealers and distributors, so they would be buying it from different people, even though we actually hold the patents and stuff on it, and it would be coming out of our company. But still, nevertheless, you know, there's a whole lot of people that we employ and would employ with this growing at the rate that it is growing.
What about investment?
We're, of course, like all other companies, you know, we're always open for investments. Just contact the company at our website, and they would be more than happy to talk with them.
Well, thank you. Again, your website address?
Is ArcticMaster, that's ArcticMasterInc.com.
ArcticMaster, Inc. We've been talking to Gary Filippi. Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate you talking about this product and how it can help people reduce their energy footprint, making life more comfortable for them, saving energy and the environment.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're certainly welcome.
You've been listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Pure Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. PES, the Pure Energy Systems Information Network.